This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban seized the strategic Afghan city of Ghazni Thursday, just 150 kilometers or 95 miles from Kabul, their most important gain in a lightning offensive that has seen them overrun 10 provisional capitals in a week. The Interior Ministry confirmed the fall of the city, which lies along a major highway and serves as a gateway between the capital and militant strongholds in the south. Authorities in Kabul have now effectively lost most of northern and western Afghanistan and are left holding a scattered group of contested cities at a dangerously at risk. The conflict has escalated dramatically since May, when U.S.-led forces began the final stage of a troop withdrawal due to end later this month following a 20-year occupation. In less than a week, the insurgents have taken 10 capitals and encircled the biggest city in the north. An international human rights group on Thursday accused the Hamas militant group of committing war crimes during a recent 11-day conflict with Israel by indiscriminately firing thousands of rockets towards Israeli population centers. Human Rights Watch also said a misfired rocket launched by Hamas killed 7 Palestinians when it fell short in the Gaza Strip. The New York-based rights group has repeatedly come under fire by Israel and its supporters over reports accusing Israel of war crimes against the Palestinians, as well as apartheid and persecution. But this report agrees with most legal experts and Israel itself that indiscriminate rocket fire from Palestinian population centers directed at Israel's civilian areas is a violation of international law. It based its conclusion on an investigation that Hamas rocket attacks killed 12 civilians in Israel. This is VOA News.